To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Tukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Tukovich. And again, just a reminder to our listeners, we will take your calls for about 1 hour after today's program. The number you can call, 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And those are the same numbers you can use during the week if you have questions. And we'll see if we get those questions on the air, like the probate question. But before we get to that, the markets themselves, the indexes themselves, through November, Dow Jones Industrials up about 5.5%. NASDAQ Composite up about 6.1%. New York Stock Exchange Composite at negative of about 2.7%. The Russell 2000 about up 1% for the year, again, through November. The S&P 500 up about 5%, and the S&P Mid-Cap 400 up about 0.25%. Now, since the end of November, those numbers have probably changed drastically. I had a question about probate. We've been talking about estate planning quite a bit here the past couple of weeks, and it seems to come up, you know, quite often. You're dealing with individuals that are obviously older and their children. When your mom or dad passes away, you know, they wonder what needs to take place. And some, you know, some people want to be named as executor or trustee, and when they are, sometimes they want to quit halfway through it. There's a lot of work that you have to do. But what's probate? Probate's the court process of proving a decedent's will and supervising the administration of the individual's estate. You have a will and it says, okay, I appoint you, Joey, you're the executor. You have to get all my stuff and account for it, pay all my bills, and then pay the taxes and then divvy it up and make sure everybody's happy. So the process takes place in a probate court, which is a special court designed for this function. We have it here in Allegheny County, Register of Wills. That's the, you know, court down there. That's where you start. Now, state laws govern the proceedings in the probate court, so they vary from state to state. So it depends where you live. That's a big thing. You need to know what's going on, okay? Generally, probate proceedings are initiated when someone petitions the court. If there is a will, the petitioner must first prove that the will is valid. The court then watches over the executor while he or she settles the estate. If there's no valid will, the court appoints an administrator to settle the estate. And that's when it becomes kind of a nightmare. I mean, you don't want that. You definitely want to have some type of will. Probate costs, you know, may consist of court costs, publication costs for legal notices, attorney's fees, executor's fees, or, you know, some people might have to post a bond. There's a premium and appraisals fees. Now, the total cost for probating an estate, you know, can be anywhere from $250 to, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, even more if you get into some bickering or litigation back and forth. So, because probate costs are paid for by the estate, the money, you know, doesn't go to the people you want it to. So finally, probate, they say it's a public process, which is true. You can go down and read anybody's will that you want to. It's a public document. So your private affairs are no longer private. That's why some people might not want to have probate. Depends on what's going on. On the other hand, there might be some good reasons for an executor to use the probate system. Probate makes sense when the will is confusing, especially if there's a question about who is to pay the taxes, when it can't be determined which will should be probated, when the estate is insolvent, when there's a disagreement among the beneficiaries, or they impede the process in some way. So what I say to you people that don't have any estate plan, what are you waiting for? You need to get one. You should have one, or you're going to end up in a mess like this. You talk to any attorney out there, they'll tell you the same thing, to get it done. A lot of people like to procrastinate. Get everything organized. I mean, your will is your start of your estate plan. Then you have different types of investments that will pass different ways, so you need to coordinate them with the will. And if you get it all coordinated, hopefully, normally, everything goes smoothly. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the Moneyline Show as we head into December. Don't forget, phone numbers for questions, 412-281-3119. We'll be here for about an hour after the show. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to visit our website at dukovichfinancial.com. And you spell that D-U-K-O-V-I-C-H, dukovichfinancial.com. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial, they help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.